T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. This is the Hawk and Tom Show. Going to be seeing some sunshine a little bit later on today with a high of 89.
They say that one of America's biggest fears, in addition to going to the dentist and a couple of other scary things, is public speaking. And most people would rather have a root canal than give a public speech.
I got to say, I'm glad I don't have a job that does that.
Okay. Well, Hawk, there's going to be a lot less people doing it in the future.
Really?
Because there's a movement on social media right now by teenagers to get their schools to stop having them give oral presentations in front of their class. Why?
Why?
Because public speaking makes them anxious.
Oh, yeah.
It gives them anxiety.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's totally human nature to assume that every generation after you is coddled and weak and wimpy. But this time, it really seems like they are. I mean, whenever you have teenagers all over the country joining a movement to protest, having to stand up in front of their class to give his presentation because it makes them anxious, that's pathetic.
And how can they make that happen, really? And how many kids are involved with this?
There's over 500,000 retweets right now. It started when a 15-year-old high school student who goes by the tag Lean, L-E-E-N, on Twitter, posted a tweet earlier this month that said, quote, "Stop forcing students to present in front of the class and give them a choice not to."
Yeah, it's cruel and unusual punishment. I think that if we went right to the school board and we talked to them about it to let them know how it hurts our teenage children.
You can't maybe do that. You'd be too nervous to do that, to get in front of the school board and talk.
The kids are too nervous to talk.
The parents will do it for
had
them.
To do it, you know, when they were growing up. So that's
the kids
next
do
thing.
It.
We need to do that. We need to just stop public speaking altogether.
Heidi, you're being silly.
Turn her mic off.
She's being silly.
Well, yes. They're asking the question now, should schools cut out mandatory public speaking because it's bad for some kids' mental health?
No, not at all. You know what? That's part of building character. You got to get up there, stumble through that speech if you don't know how to do it.
Right.
You know, and do it.
Yeah, like that. Very easily.
Maybe you should have done it more when you were in school. A history teacher in Texas says, things are different today. We're in a day and age where we have to acknowledge our students' feelings.
Oh,
I disagree.
All right. I'm actually going to say I agree with her on this. And I think that students should be able to choose not to give public speeches if they don't want to.
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm going to make my kids give the public speech, and that will put them ahead of your kids who are afraid to speak in public.
Well, I thought what you were going to say, it's okay if they don't want to give the oral speech or public speech, but they'll get an F.
That's what I thought he was going to.
Let me tell you about that. That's the part up earlier where it said to give them a choice not to. They do have a choice not to, and that is to take an F if they want to.
You can't give them an F. You have to give them a frown or something.
No.
Well, it's an F for frown.
No, frowns and Fs, they hurt my feelings.
That's
and
right.
They make me think less of myself.
That's for next month. We'll stop giving Fs to students because it hurts their feelings.
I'm so glad I did not have kids.
But I'm almost at the point where I don't care if they want to do this stupidity. If you don't want your kid to get up and do a public speech because it's bad for their mental health, more power to you. I'm making my kids do the public speaking because they'll come out of this and they will stand head and shoulders above your kids whenever it comes time to get hired or to be the boss, because they won't be afraid to make a public speech.
My son goes to Southside now, and they picked him to read the Bible verse for the whole school the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And I said, you know, were you scared when you did that? He said, no, I wasn't. I said, I would have been.
Just tell him no, son.
You're a good dad.
I know. That would have scared me. Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.